Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is something new from April, June. There's not a lot of information about April, June, except that she is from New York City. Excuse me. And that song right there is a single. It's called Making Out at the Cemetery, and I really like it. So that's what I can tell you. It is 6:34. I'm here until 8 on this chilly night. There's a lot of talk about, you know, the snow and whatnot that we just had. But really, truthfully, the temperature didn't go down below like 1 or 2 last night, actually. So luckily, in terms of the roads, my commute was okay. I was coming back from the North Shore to East Van, and it was a breeze. It was no big deal. But I was watching the news tonight, and it was a mess all over the place. Like places like Surrey, I think it's the Alex Fraser Bridge. One of those bridges, I'm sure it was Alex Fraser, was backed up for like a truck spun out of control, blocked like all the lanes. And people were in their cars for like up to 8 hours, which to me is just unthinkable. I can't even. So I've been pretty fortunate. My parents called me. Of course, it's all over the news, all over Canada. They're like, did you lose your power? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So, but people did. So I guess I shouldn't take my fortune for granted. I don't know. But hey, yo, if you like to ski or snowboard, this is dope, is all I can say. So I'm really stoked. I've recently regained my employment at Cypress, which is really awesome. I'm really, really, again, stoked about it. I worked there in the summer on the coaster, on the Eagle Coaster. And it was not an easy job, but I liked it because I was outside. It was a little bit grueling. It was very physical. And so now I'm back. I am working at Big Bear Sports. So if I know you, or if you don't know, don't be all stalky and come in and say hi. But no. Do come down if you're up on the mountain and wave aloha to me. Come on and let's chat. Yeah, I will be there. I'll be there. I do work, however, as a high school teacher normally. I've been busy. It's been so busy. I will allow you guys to be my therapists, all two of you. Last week, what is today? Today's already Wednesday. Yeah, my report cards were due on Thursday and starting like the weekend before. So 2 weekends ago, I was just like, just cramming, just trying to get everything done, marked. And it's quite the process. If you know any teachers, or if you yourself are a teacher, it's quite onerous and exhausting. And tomorrow, folks, yay, said with much sarcasm, is parent-teacher conferences. Ugh, I don't know. It's not that I dislike my parents. I don't know that I've met a lot of these ones. I mean, I've got some grade 10s who I taught last year, and I've never really met a parent I dislike, to be honest. It's a lot of work. It's a long day. Like, I'm going to be there until 7. So you work all day, and then you stay, and then you're there, I don't know, 3 hours of parent-teacher interviews. Anyways. But reprieve is in sight for perhaps all of us. We are approaching the holidays, so it is, 11:30 right now, meaning it's November 30th, and tomorrow is, in my opinion, the start, and probably a lot of yours as well, tomorrow starts Christmas season, really. I mean, I get excited, I get the warm and fuzzies, you know, toward, you know, the end of November, but really, I think once you hit December, then it's real, and there you go, so... Okay, I think I've done a lot of speaking about myself. Let's listen to this right here. So this song is called, what is it called? I don't know. The full title is out of my range, but the artist is this. It is Dill the Giant. So I've been doing a little bit of reading on this guy out of Winnipeg. So he's Canadian. He's a first generation Jamaican, Dill the Giant. And this song is Worm featuring Dill the Giant. The name of the song, hold on, folks, is, let me get this going here, is Worm. Apparently, it's called Worm featuring Dill the Giant from the album Vault. And this is on Royal Canoe Records. All right, you got me? I don't know. It's a good song. And stay tuned. More new stuff coming up. This is from last year, so 2011. And hopefully you enjoy it. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. If I didn't tell you, my show's called Sam Squinch's Hideaway. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of talking, and I'm Anita B. All right, here we go. Worm featuring Dill the Giant.
Saw you crawl into the shade. Fallen, wait until the shadows fade, stretching out to mark the tired day. Make a fist, you'll catch a minnow, faking wishes at the window, like the shrinking silhouette, spilling all the love you get. We've got a second to kill. Clap your hands, draw the land. Goddamn, won't we ever sit still? Grab the light before it falls too long. You do your writhing in the rain, flapping out the car. Only dream the pain, watching half your body squirm away. Take a breath, you'll die a little, waking up inside a little, like the shrinking violet, just shedding all the love you get. We've got a second to kill. Clap your hands, draw the land to the song. Goddamn, won't we ever sit still? Grab the light before it falls too long. And I been more dope than a little bit, nigga. This mounds of the sh, not no little pinch. I would just slither down the street, dancing on them like a cobra. I told you, once I get a little older, nobody be this jiggy. Still feel like I'm Biggie, so it ain't no biggie. Used to sell Bob Whitney, do you feel me? And if you do, then come vibe with me. I got 4 550s, more of my niggas with me. In the grass with it grazing, ham need all my piggies. Burned the bacon black down to a crisp, left nada. Devil in the dress, looking best in Prada. Posing for that off white, best dressed daughter. Then voila, I'm gone. And the record keeps spinning on stale. Niggas really trying to get it in the fair. I was really out hungry for real. It's stale. We've got a second to kill. Clap your hands, draw the land to the slaughter. Goddamn, won't we ever sit still? Grab the light before it falls into the water.
Thank you. I'm fucking up with manners, falling in love in my sleep. under your skidoo.
Another.
All right, you are listening to CITR. That right there was new. Tegan and Sarah. Yeah, out of Calgary. Just last month, they released the album Crybaby, and we heard Fucking Up What Matters. And they are twins, identical lesbian twins. You can't go more unique than Tegan and Sarah. Before that, we heard something from Goth Babe. The song was Sometimes, and it is a single. Now, Goth Babe is an interesting dude. It's a guy. Now, what his name I don't have on me right now, but he originated in Nashville, then moved to New York City, then to L.A., and now he's apparently in his truck cruising around the Pacific Northwest. I think he calls Portland his home. And that song was released in 2018, Goth Babe, with a song Sometimes. And then before that, we heard, I think I may have announced it incorrectly. The artist is actually, okay, this is where it gets weird. You can't really blame me too much. The artist is Royal Canoe, comma, Dill the Giant. The song is called Worm featuring Dill the Giant. And you find that on their album called Vault. There you go. Okay, it's 6:52. Why don't I give us a little bit of weather? Let's see what's going on here. I was watching good old Christy Gordon. I quite like her. She's a meteorologist with Global Vancouver. Let's take a look here. Weather Vancouver. And she was telling us, well, obviously we got through our one system of snow. But another one is coming on Friday, and they don't quite know the direction it's going to take. It's a little bit, it could go either way, is what she said. I love meteorology, too. Fun fact, when I was in high school, I was convinced I was going to become a meteorologist. Like, I was like, I'm going to become that person. And fortunately, I like my job. And I ended up majoring in physical geography, which does encompass meteorology. But many times I think, you know, I would have really liked studying, you know, atmospheric sciences. Like, and I do love weather. I really do. Like, pretty much all my life, ever since, you know, the weather network on, you know, the Weather Channel on TV has been around, I'd always have it on the background. And anyways, let's see. Let's see what we got in store. And I like Christy Gordon, so keep up the good stuff, Christy. tomorrow's Thursday, December 1st, of course, the official start to Christmas season. It's a high of 0, and it is mainly sunny. The overnight low tonight is -4, and we head into Friday with a high of 1, and you can see it is here, according to Environment Canada, it's either going to be snowing or raining. We're not quite sure yet. But the overnight low, wow, tomorrow night is -6, -6. And then we head into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 3 and 1. So that looks good for the mountains. So if you're going to be heading up to any of our local mountains and or Whistler, it's looking pretty, pretty good. I am heading off to Whistler myself. In like a week and a half with my guys. So I'm super stoked, like beyond. So it's expensive though, let me tell you. It's a little bit ridiculous, but you know. Anyways, so I'm happy. It looks like the snow, hopefully, knock on wood, will be around, right? This is nice, this little dumping we just had. Okay, let's head into some LA psych rock territory with Wand. We're going to go there. We've got the song, what do I got here? Scarecrow from the 2019 album Laughing Matter. That was released on Drag City Records. And let's take a listen. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here for another hour and 5 minutes. What happened here? Why did everything just go away on my screen? Please tell me. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on. Did I just delete my playlist? Is that a joke? Oh, no. Everything was going well. Okay. Let me go find my song again. Apparently I hit a button and everything just disappeared. Everything was going well. It's looking good to me. All right, let me try this again. I did tell you, what did I say? We're going to listen to some Wand. Is that what I said? Yeah. Let's see if I can find my song now. Everything just like literally disappeared. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a ghost. There's a ghost in here. Oh my God. Somebody is controlling this computer. This is weird. There's like a remote controller of this computer. I think somebody's getting into the files. This is very bizarre. That's way weird. Oh my God. I can't control the mouse. Okay, this is really, really bizarre. Okay, let me see if I can take the reins here because holy odd. All right, let me try this again. Wow. That was really weird. Okay. Yeah. Look at this. Okay, somebody's remotely controlling this computer and they shut down my playlist. I'm not too impressed. Okay, at least I've got my songs here. Here, folks. Whoa, dudes. I'm not even moving the mouse. Okay, this is Scarecrow. A song by Wand here on CITR. Oh my God. Here, I'm going to hit play. This should work. Jesus. What the hell? Okay, I'm going to turn off my mic.
Thank you.
All right, guys, let me just try something else here. There's weird stuff happening tonight. Things are cutting out, but that's okay. I'm just resetting this stuff. In case you're wondering what's happening here, let me just recap us all on the story. And that is, let me go back here. We just heard Jawbreaker. We heard the song Want off of that really famous record of theirs. I was trying to punch it in, and then the computer is acting very odd. And I know for a fact that this computer can be controlled remotely. Somebody was getting in, and somebody was messing with stuff, and it was really twisted. But whatever. I managed to get my playlist back up. Anyways, we heard Jawbreaker, and then before that, we heard something from Yacht Club. And Yacht Club is a guy named Ryan Kaiser, and the song we heard is Feel Good from the very newly released, like less than 2 weeks ago, album Rock Candy. Ryan Kaiser of Yacht Club is originally from Mississippi. And now resides in Nashville. All right, that is Yacht Club. Before that, we heard something from the LA psych rock band Wand. Okay, we were attempting to listen right there to the OCs. So let's go back and hear the San Francisco band, the OCs. The song we're listening to is called Minotaur. And you can find this on their 2013 album, whose name I have not yet researched, but there's something weird going on with the computer. So I'm going to go back. I found the song again. Let's try one more time here on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name's Anita B, and let's get back to the OCs here.
Cannot
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I love that song. That's from 2.5 years ago. And it is Hum from the album Inlet with the song Folding. So it was released in 2020. I mean, it could have been 2 years ago. I'm just guessing sometime earlier in the year because we are almost in 2023, folks. I can't even believe that. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band Dumb. These guys are on Mint Records, and they consist of Franco Rosini, Shelby Vredick, Pipe Morelli, and Nick Short. And they are local, so they're from East Vancouver. And the song we heard from them is Civic Duty from their album Pray for Tomorrow, which is very new. And the OCs were in there before that. It is 7:29. I'm here until 8. And we will continue. Right now we've got something from Superchunk, good old Superchunk. The pride of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Merge Records originators, those guys. Mac and Company, of course. We're going to hear something right now from the 2005. Did I just say that? 1995 record. Here's Where the Strings Come In. Perhaps my most favorite song of theirs, Hyper Enough. Are y'all ready? Let's do it here on CITR 101.9. Let's not do that. Vancouver, and just give me one sec here. It's coming up. Okay, here we go.
Sorry, as the drummer, I thought that was my job to count the songs off, but if that's something you want to do, whatever.
Me too.
Jump!
So what are you waiting for? Come and take an action.
Jesus Burger Company, why don't you walk us through what you have so far?
Three pints.
Another day, another try. Sing your dreams a lullaby. Smoke another cigarette. Haven't hit the filter yet. When will it burn? Don't wanna see you running in circles.
It's just the madness of reality.
Try. Sing your tears a lullaby. Smoke another cigarette.
All right, that right there. Whoops. Daisy, folks. That is from Calgary. That song, that band, they are Self Cut Bangs with the song Pillow Talk on their self-titled album, which came out, I think, a couple years ago. Yeah, 2020. There you go. The Calgary band Self Cut Bangs. All right. Before that, we heard something for the New Jersey band Happy Fits with the song Another Try from their record Under the Shade of Green. And from way back in 95, Superchunk on Merge Records, of course, with the song Hyper Enough from Here's Where the Strings Come In. I love Superchunk. I almost like, I just got so verklempt. Like that era is just so very, very dear to me, very close to my heart, because that's about the year I picked up the bass. Yeah, I was 25. So I would have been probably 24 when that song came out. So they must have influenced me. They must have. I know they influenced me. All those bands. Luscious Jackson. God, those guys were huge to me. In terms of a female picking up an instrument and doing something with it in the 90s, in particular, Jennifer Allison Laura Eve from Halifax, you know, Friends of Sloan, that whole deal. I was like, look at those girls. They're doing it. So maybe I can too, right? You had Lilith Fair and all that kind of stuff. So that's that was the 90s. And I heard that there's going to be that 90s show coming out. My guy told me that, you know, the 70s show. And then apparently there was an 80s show. I didn't really watch it. I honestly never really watched that 70s show too much. But that 90s show, I think that might be popular. I feel like the 90s really do resonate with a lot of these youngins, these cute little millennials. I guess whatever is past a millennial, whatever is younger. Generation Z? I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, speaking of the 90s, we're going to be going right now to not the 90s, to like last year. But we're going to be featuring right now an artist. He was huge in the 90s, Garbage. We're going to hear a cover of Patty's song, Because of the Night. Patty, of course, Patty. Patty Smith. So we're hearing right now Garbage and Screaming Females. Garbage and Screaming Females. This is a really good cover, again, of Patty Smith's classic, Because of the Night. When I say Patty Smith, actually, it was Bruce Springsteen who wrote the song. Patty picked it up. How did that work? I know Bruce wrote it. I feel like he, I don't know the, I knew the details at one point, but I know Bruce wrote it. Let me just double check this. Let me get this straight for all of us. Bruce Springsteen, Because the Night, and get to the bottom of this. Okay. The artist is Patty Smith. It says, did Bruce Springsteen write? Yeah. Okay. Because of the Night is a rock song written by Bruce Springsteen and Patty Smith that was first released in 78 as a single from Patty Smith. Sorry, from the Patty Smith Group album, Easter. Okay, that was the deal. Okay. Then it says who originally did this song. Did Bruce do it? I know he's done a version of it himself. I know that for a fact. Anyways, let's listen to then the cover of it. All right. We have another 16 minutes of my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Stay tuned. My name's Anita B, and here we are. This is Garbage and Screaming Females on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Whoa. And it's Christmas season, folks. Yes, it is. I am stoked. I'm in a good mood. I do like my Christmas, which officially starts tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's do this. Here we are.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, I think so.
How's that?
I've never been the piano player in a band before.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is a hunger, it's the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Belongs to lovers because the night
scratching off silver ink. I was deciding what to drink. I was so
stone
and starving. And I was walking through Ridgewood, Queens, and I was flipping through magazines. I was so
stone and starving.
It's been a slice, folks. My name is Anita B, and I'm wishing you all adieu. Stay listening to my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's on every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8 here on CITR. And yeah, today's already the 30th of November, so I guess I'll be back on December 14th. Yeah, crazy. Crazy. Who's stoked about Christmas? I love Santa. Woohoo! I'm excited. It's going to be a good one. I can feel it. It's going to be a holly jolly Christmas. Anyways, yeah, that was Parquet Courts with the song Stoned and Starving from their record Light Up Gold. I don't remember which year it was released. And then we heard the cover of Because the Night by Garbage and Screaming Females. That way you can find on the album No Gods, No Masters. And I'm going to leave us right now with something from the Montreal band. This song is one of my favorites. It's called Bye 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 from 2008. Plants and Animals is Park Avenue Record. So let's take a listen. Boom. Here it is. And I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Stay safe out there. Watch those roads. Do not speed. You know, the whole deal. All right, 1 second. All right. Good night, guys.
What's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world you're in. And now your feelings have changed. Say goodbye to before.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogens.
my cigarette.
We gon' go and make it all. Raise the riches, stacks and bitches. Call the shots, make the calls. Lot of shots, never fall.
I was rolling off a motherfucking pack. Ship a pack, then I'm bringing it back. Niggas talking, had to get me a rack. Flip a rack, then I'm bringing it back. I was rolling off a motherfucking pack.